Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I am speaking with Steve Fallon of NetMotion. Steve, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Donnie, it's my pleasure.
Hey, so I hear you guys got some good news today. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we're announcing that we are certified. We are on the FirstNet store. We're real happy about that. We're real proud of that and wanted to let people know.
Okay. Well, now for those that are not yet FirstNet subscribers, we can't see the store yet. Can you tell us a little bit about what the process is and what it means to be part of the app catalog?
So this is a really important step for us. To go through the process. Just to be clear, the software that you would download from the store is the same software that you would download from us directly, which is kind of cool because it means that everything we ship has been through AT&T's security process. And, you know, they're looking at things like, is it safe? They're looking at code reports that we have to submit. Where source code is being evaluated, and are we following standard practices? Are we secure in how we handle the various things that go into making software? It's quite a thorough examination that they've put us through, and we're proud to have passed, and we're proud to be up there. Grateful for the opportunity to continue our mission to serve public safety.
Now, I know this is just announced today, but your relationship with AT&T and FirstNet goes much further back than today, correct?
Oh yeah, we were proud to be part of the initial offering, we've been working with AT&T on this project. And others for a long time. It's kind of become a point of personal passion for myself, and so I'm kind of excited about this.
Oh, absolutely! And for I think most of our listeners probably are very familiar with NetMotion, but for those that may not be, talk a little bit about what you all bring to the table and how it can help public safety.
So, we've been involved with public safety for over 15 years and are, like I said, really grateful for the opportunity to continue to support it through the FirstNet initiative. What we're bringing to the table for public safety is connectivity, seamless connectivity, application, performance enhancements, stabilization, and the reason those become important is when you're out in rural areas or things are getting busy and the areas are congested, having applications, CAD apps or whatever you're using, perform well under those adverse network conditions is key to serving the public. It's key to keeping officers safe. And it's key to getting the job done well. So we've implemented FirstNet compliant QoS. We've got our own application prioritization technologies in place. We can make sure that even when network conditions do get rough, applications are still performing well. We're gathering a lot of information about both the network, and what's happening on the device itself and, giving folks a view of that with an idea that what you can use to solve problems. Troubleshooting techniques, we've got, some of the best security in the world, fully meeting the FIPS 140-2 standards and all of the stuff that FirstNet requires to do cryptography on the network. It's just a full-bodied option or offering for, people in public safety to, bring to FirstNet and to use there and have confidence that, they're going to get the performance that they're paying for.
Well, that's huge. And in a world where, you're going to have, for instance, LMR and LTE coexisting for a while, the ability that NetMotion brings to be able to basically take the best connection between them is huge, I think.
Yeah, we want to do everything we can to make that data connection make that data connection solid and as fast as it can possibly be. And, you know, I could go on for hours talking about the low-level stuff, but I don't know that that's of general use or interest on your podcast.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you what, it's great to see you guys involved with FirstNet, since you all have been such a key player in public safety data communications for so long. Congratulations, and look forward to seeing your stuff out in the field.
Oh, thanks, Donnie. Really appreciate it.